Story 1. Childhood, adolescence, and friendship. Jane and Michelle have known each other since childhood. Jane is blonde and Michelle is brunette. Jane's mother is named Mel. Michelle's mother is Victoria. Victoria and Mel have been friends for a long time. Jane is Michelle's best friend. As children, they like to play hopscotch, play tea parties, and hide and seek. Their mothers often take them to the park. Mel loves to make chocolate pancakes or apple pie. Jane and Michelle also love watching cartoons. They love to watch Barbie and The Lion King together. From the age of 11, they love sports very much. They love to go cycling and playing basketball. They love to share secrets. They do their homework together. The favorite subject of Michelle is French. Jane's favorite subject is science. At school, Jane has bad grades in math. She takes private lessons. Jane and Michelle spend more time studying than having fun. Michelle helps Jane to study. Mel and Victoria are proud of their daughters. To thank them, they go on holidays together with their families. In primary school until middle school, Jane and Michelle are very close friends. But in high school, the two girls are less close. They grow up and are no longer interested in the same things. Michelle is interested in books and is very focused on her studies. Jane is interested in fashion, popularity in high school, and boys. Over time, they become mere acquaintances. Jane has a lot of friends and has a new best friend, Lily. Jane's boyfriend is called Lucas. Michelle also has a new close friend. Her name is Annie. Annie is also fond of reading, like Michelle. On Saturday afternoon, Mel and Victoria invite their daughters to go to the movies together. The movie is good, but Jane and Michelle barely speak. Victoria is sad. Jane and Michelle are no longer friends. At home, Victoria talks to Michelle. "You and Jane, did you have an argument?"
"No, why?"
"You do not talk to her anymore."
"But no, we're talking to each other."
"But you're no longer friends."
"We do not have the same interests."
"Invite her over to the house."
"No, thanks."
"But why?"
"Mom, she has her friends now, and me too. I have my girlfriend. It does not matter if we are no longer friends."
"Okay, I understand." One afternoon, Michelle walks in the park. She sees Jane crying on a chair.
"Hello, Jane. What's going on? Why are you crying?"
"Hello, Michelle. Lucas and his family moved to another city. We break up."
"I'm sorry for you."
"Thank you."
"Where are your friends?"
"I don't know. They're not there."
Jane smiles at Michelle and asks her,
"And how are you?"
"I'm fine, thank you."
"Do not stay alone here. Come, have a drink with me."
"No, thanks. I do not want to disturb you."
"You do not bother me. I invite you."
"Okay, okay. Thank you, Michelle. You're really kind."
The two girls go to the restaurant. They order juice and chocolate crepes. Jane tells Michelle her problems. Lily is not really Jane's friend. Lily is a profiteer. In the evening, Jane feels better. She tells her day to her mother. Lucas leaves. Jane forgets her relationship with him. Jane and Michelle start spending time together.
Mel and Victoria are happy. One day, Victoria falls sick. Jane helps Michelle take care of Victoria. Annie visits Victoria. Michelle introduces her friend Annie to Jane. Jane is happy to meet her. Michelle invites Annie to eat at home. Annie agrees with pleasure. Jane and Michelle prepare the meal. The three girls eat together at noon. The meal is delicious. 3 days later, Victoria is healed. Jane invites Michelle and Annie to go shopping. Annie declined the invitation. She has homework to finish. Michelle accepts the invitation with pleasure. Jane and Michelle buy new dresses, shoes, and pants. They buy a beautiful necklace for Annie. Michelle buys a coat for her mother. Jane buys a jacket for her mother. Towards the end of the school year, Jane fails her exams. She takes her class first. Jane regrets. She asks Michelle to stay with her. Michelle tells Jane that she is still her friend. Jane decides not to neglect her studies anymore. Jane and Michelle become almost inseparable. Michelle helps Jane succeed in her studies. Jane is happy. Michelle and Jane become close friends as before.